I'm gonna pay for that one too. Y'all, allow me to give you a peek into what happened in the Marks household the other day. Buckle up. It's going to be a doozy. Now, what you doing? No, I'm joking. All right. After a long and very eventful day. Uh-oh. Do we have another one back there? A taller one? Man, I feel like I am looking at my shoes up here. Can somebody hook that up for me? I so appreciate you. Now, after a long and very eventful day, Heidi and I, we fed Maggie and Violet a semi-nutritional dinner. And then after that, we gave them a bath and read them a couple of bedtime stories. And just before the stories, don't judge us, we gave our children a much-needed children's melatonin gummy. Anybody out there a big fan of melatonin gummy for your kids? For the parents who didn't raise my hands? You're liars. All right? So we gave our kids, thank you so much, Josh. You're a looker, too. I have the Josh Shines one. It's a little bit too tall. It's a little bit too tall to be the Josh Shines one. Oh, this burn. Thanks, man.
That's so funny.
Good game. All right. So we gave our children a melatonin gummy. And so we allowed that kitty crack to lullaby our children to sleep. And then it was, y'all ready for it? Husband and wife time. Come on now. Ow! We finally got to sit down and we were uninterrupted by our kids, mainly because of the kitty crack. And we decided to watch a movie. Now, before the movie, Heidi got up and sashayed her way over there to the refrigerator. That's how she walks when she's pregnant. Sashayed her way to the refrigerator, and emerging from the freezer was the very scrumptious cookies and cream Bluebell ice cream. Can I get an amen? She scooped us out two huge bowls, and she sashayed her way back. I'm going to pay for that one, too. She sashayed her way back to our two-seater recliner. That thing is big. And we all, we ate our ice cream and we snuggled up together. Y'all, it was a perfect night. Till. But then, our perfect night came to a screeching halt when I said the worst five words any man could ever say. I said, and I quote, "You can pick the movie." What on this side of heaven was I thinking? Y'all, my man card was immediately revoked. Immediately. I forfeited my God-given rights to the remote control. And I also forfeited my manhood telling her that thing. Now, my wife being so loving and so gracious, I was praying that Heidi would be loving and gracious enough to put the ball back in my court. No. No Die Hard, no Matrix, no Batman, no I Am Legend, no Thor. All I want is to see something explode in somebody's face. That's it. Nothing. I would have even taken the Karate Kid, you know, the one with Hilary Swank in it. I would have took that. But I had to watch How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. It should be called How to Lose a Husband in 90 Minutes. And I actually liked it. I'm not even gonna lie. It was hilarious. But that's beside the point. Men, this is our month of suffering. Welcome. Throughout the entire month of February, because of that little cherub named Cupid, you know, the little white baby with the perm and the diaper that shoots you in the butt with the arrow, because of that dead-gum thing, we are forced to watch all of these romantic movies. And you know those romantic comedies, you know, the one with the ultra-handsome guy. You're right. With the famous monologues, with the one-liners to win the girl back of their dreams. You know those famous one-liners. And if, I'm going to tell y'all these famous quotes in these movies. But first, what I'm going to do is set the scene, if you don't mind, all right? Because you got to do it right. All right. Okay. All right. I mean, I'm doing this nice. Heidi, you're welcome. Wait till Valentine's Day, girl. I'm going to reuse these tea candles. You know what? This one, I'm just going to do three of them. Now, matter of fact, why am I just lighting this? You know, Mike, don't you got a video for me? There you go. There we go. All right, so we got the video. And you know what? It's not enough. So give me a little music real quick. These are the movie quotes. When you realize you want to spend the rest of your life with somebody, you want to spend the rest of your life, you want it to happen as soon as possible. Y'all know that movie? When Harry Met Sally. Barf. If you're a bird, I'm a bird. The Notebook. Life is not about the moments of breaths you take. It's the moments that take your breath away. Hitch. Our love is like the wind. I can't see it, but I can feel it. A Walk to Remember. This is so gross right now. Winning that ticket, Rose, was the best thing that ever happened to me. It brought me to you. I am thankful for that, Rose. I am thankful. You must do me this honor. Promise me that you will survive. What's that movie? And that's a bunch of bull. There was enough room for that dude on that loop. Don't get me started on that. And she threw the emerald in the ocean. She could have sold that on eBay. Don't get me started. All right. Dadgum Rose. Sorry. I vow to fiercely love you in all forms, now and forever. I promise to never forget that this is a once in a lifetime love. Name that movie. The Vow. I would never watch that with you, Heidi. Stop asking. You had me at hello. You complete me. Jerry Stinkin' Maguire. And in my opinion, the best one comes from one of the best movies of all time. Jenny says, Forrest, you don't know what love is. And years later, Forrest replies, I'm not a very smart man. Say it if you know it, but I know what love is. End scene, music off. I want to throw up right now. Jenny says, Forrest, you don't know what love is. And Forrest says, I'm not a very smart man, that indeed, but he said, I know what love is. Did you all know that one of Google's most trending searches is the question, what is love? To tell you the truth, church, I believe that popular culture has been feeding us a false sense of love. And unfortunately, we've accepted this pseudo-love and actually believe that it's that godly love. We believe that if we feel that overpowering passion, that incredibly strong sense of emotion, then that's true love. We are heavily influenced or even sort of controlled by our emotions. I feel it, therefore it must be true love. Now, you can easily spot the people who are underneath this type of influence. They say things like, y'all ready for this? When I saw her, it was love at first sight. Richard, I'm in love. I can't explain it. I can just feel it. Come again? Pastor Vody Balkin makes fun of these people who say stuff like this. Like, you don't choose who you fall in love with. The heart wants what it wants. What does that even mean? Y'all, a theologian in the 1700s by the name of Jonathan Edwards calls this type of love, love of complacency. Now, here's the definition of complacency. It's an instance of unusually unaware or uninformed self-satisfaction. I'm going to repeat that. An instance of usually unaware or uninformed self-satisfaction. It's a only about me type of love. It's the love that should be only used whenever we eat a delicious steak or smell brownies in the oven, when we watch a sunset on the beach, whenever we see a 10-point buck come in our crosshairs, whenever we see the Patriots lose the Super Bowl. I mean, ooh, come on now. Ooh, I knew I had the right church. Like it's a self-gratifying love. It's only a love of something that is lovely, you know. In this sense, like, the love is a self-gratifying emotion. Now, here's the problem with this type of love, church, and hear me when I say this. This type of love is solely based on your emotions, and your emotions change. This type of love isn't meant to last all by itself. Whenever I was little, I felt this type of love. Y'all, I used to sleep with a stuffed moose, and I called him Bullwinkle. Now, and I love this thing. Y'all, every night I finished, I would find my beloved companion, and I would snuggle up with him until I woke up the following morning. I mean, I even ate with Bullwinkle, no joke. Like, when he got dirty, I got a sponge and some dishwashing liquid, because back then I think that dishwashing liquid could clean anything. And so I would get a sponge and dishwashing liquid, and I would literally give him a sponge bath and then sit him in front of the fan to dry off. Whenever his stitches got busted, I would cry to my grandma to sew them back together. Y'all, Bullwinkle was my very best friend. Seriously, my very best friend. You know where he is now? Neither do I. And I don't care. Like, I got tired of that thing and we parted ways and I sought after a new companion. You see, whenever you have this type of love for an individual, eventually your emotional capacity of love, it runs out and you will seek after a brand new companion. That type of love isn't meant to have, for another human being. You could care less about that human being whenever you love them with only this type of love. And whenever your hearts lead you into a different direction, you follow your heart because your heart wants what it wants. You know what the Bible says about your heart? It's deceitful. It's not about us, but with that love, it's all about us. Like, now, sure, you may do some things that makes the other person happy, but at its core, you're only performing this way because you want to get the response from that person that validates you, that makes you happy. It's selfish. Y'all, it's like giving somebody, and y'all know this. Some of you all, you have done this and you have experienced this. It's like giving somebody a gift and leaving the price tag on it so they know how much you pay for it. Like, it's for the wrong reasons. This type of love would never, church, it would never last. It must be accompanied by a different type of love, a beautiful love. A biblical love, a benevolent love that Jonathan Edwards says for the second type of love, a benevolent love. Benevolent meaning expressing goodwill or kindly feelings. Benevolent meaning desiring to help others, meaning intended for benefits rather than profit. Now, this love, church, is patient. This love is kind. This love does not envy. It does not boast. This love is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. It does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. This benevolent love never fails, says in 1 Corinthians. Amen? It's the type of love, and forgive me if I'm embarrassing you, my brother and my sister. It's the type of love that one of our deacons, Chris Goodman, has for his family. The kind of love that despite working the night shift and only getting a few hours of sleep, he will force himself to get up and give his girls a bath so his wife can get some much-needed rest and much-needed help. That's that kind of benevolent love that we're talking about. It's that kind of love that Dennis has for his brother. The kind of love that didn't give up hope and didn't consider it a lost cause, but faithfully prayed for 40 years, that his brother would accept Jesus as his Lord and Savior. And then rejoiced after 40 years of praying, rejoiced with him whenever he did it. It's the kind of love that one of our dear brothers in this church named Vince Frederick has for his wife, Angela, who was diagnosed with breast cancer. And he loves and he serves and he encourages his wife, and he's there, present every step of the way. And he also rejoiced with her when the doctors gave her good news that she is now cancer-free. Amen. Beautiful. It's the kind of love, y'all ready for this one? It's the kind of love that Nicole and Jesse have for one another. Nicole, Jesse, are y'all in here today? Good. It's the kind of love that Nicole and Jesse have for one another. You know that good love. That love you've been married for 12 years and got 7 kids kind of love. It's that kind of love. You know the kind of love I'm talking about. The Song of Solomon love, that there's fire in the furnace love, that bound chicka bound wow type love. Before y'all get all, I can't believe that. I heard about sex in the locker room. I should have heard it from the pulpit. It would change my whole view. And for y'all feeling uncomfortable, how you think you got here in the first place? Oh, come on now. It's that eros love that God loves. Let me move along before some of y'all die of embarrassment. It's the love that Abraham, it's the love, it's that kind of love that made Abraham sacrifice Isaac. It's that kind of love that Joseph had that forgave its brothers. It's that kind of love that made Esther advocate for the Jewish people. It's that kind of love that made Nathan look at his friend and challenge King David, no matter how awkward or difficult that it may be. It's that kind of love that Ezra had that so he asked King Cyrus to rebuild that temple. It's the love that impregnated Mary with the Savior of the world. It's that love that made Jesus live a perfect life. It is that love that nailed Jesus to the cross. And you and I should have been on that cross, y'all. And it is that power of that same love that raised Jesus from the grave, allowing you and I access to that throne. And God is love, and whoever abides in this love abides in God, and God abides in him, it says in 1 John 4:16. This love, church, connects us together. It binds us together. This love connects us to God. So, which means we should be connected to this love. So this month, we're calling this series Love Connection. Amen? During this series, during this month, we are challenging you to become connected to God and to one another. Now, and we're going to do that in a pretty creative way. Remember when I told y'all, like, come on Sunday because I got some good news for you? Y'all, Love Connection is about to blow our minds. Matter of fact, I'm pretty sure because of Love Connections, there may be a couple of babies that are going a little further down the road. Allow me to explain why. One, this is what we're going to do in Love Connection. One, on the Fridays of February 19th, on the February 9th and February the 16th, we are going to do a parents' night out here at this building, and it's absolutely free. Hold on. We must ain't got no young parents in here. All right? I said that we're going to watch your kids here for free. If you got 20 kids, we gonna watch all 20 of them jokers, all right? Free babysitters? Man, you ungrateful, uncircumcised Philistines out there. If you have children from the ages of one all the way up to the sixth grade, then we're gonna provide free childcare in this building so you can go on a hot date with your spouse. Now, if you're single in here, don't fret, because we're encouraging you, too, to go out with all your single friends. Matter of fact, maybe you won't be single no more. Maybe this is that time, fellas, you single men, to go and you throw on that three-piece suit and you ask that girl of your dreams that's here at New Beginnings for a little date. Go paint the town red. We go watch your kids, and if you ain't got no kids, we'll watch whoever you want us to. Just bring them here. As long as they're 1 year old to sixth grade, we're going to do that. So again, this is on February the 9th and the 16th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. That's plenty of time for a dinner and a movie, all right? A quick dinner and a good movie, all right? Now, after service, you're going to have a couple of people out there with sign-up sheets. So make sure you go and you will register your child for the parents' night out. So this Friday, February the 9th. Y'all like that? Well, there's more. To give you all incentive to go out, we're going to give away big prizes. I'm not talking about these small little rinky-dink, oh, here's a pencil type prize. I'm talking like dinner, movie, outings, vacations. I'm talking we're going to give you outings, legitimate, great date night stuff, all expense paid. All you have to do is participate. Now, this is how you participate. When you go out on a date, you simply take a picture of you two or you three or however many, you know. Wait, hold on, you three. I'm not talking about polygamous or anything. I mean, if you are a married man and woman and you choose to, like, hey, you know, single girl, come on with us. That kind of stuff. Nothing freaky, nothing crazy. But, you know, so go out on a date. Take a picture of you all hanging out together, and you upload it on Facebook with the hashtag Love Connection and or hashtag We Are NBF. Again, you upload your date night to Facebook, picture of the date night to Facebook with the hashtag Love Connection or the hashtag We Are NBF. Exactly like that. Now, you have all week to do this, but you must upload the picture to Facebook no later than Saturday at 9 p.m. I would not be accepting any other entries at 9:01. So again, take a picture, upload it to Facebook, and hashtag Love Connection or NBF. Now, if you don't have Facebook, then email me the picture directly. My email is in the bulletin. So, now, we will take everybody's picture, and we will do a random drawing every Sunday. We will do a random drawing. And then, only for the people that uploaded their pictures. Only for the people that uploaded their pictures. So, if you want the chance to win something really, really, really good, just go out on a date and take a picture. And we're watching your kids so you can do so. Y'all cool with that? All right, then. I'll tell you a reason why we're doing all this stuff. Okay, three. This is the third thing. On Sunday, February 25th, from 5:30 p.m. to 9:30, no, I'm sorry, from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m., we will be having what we're calling MBF FX, which means Family Experience Night, here in this building. Now, it will be food, and there it will be games for the entire family. And here's the cool thing about this night, too. We will be giving away the grand prize here. Now, in order to win the grand prize, you will have to participate in every single date night, which means 3 date nights, and then show up here on the, what day did I say? On the 25th. Show up on 3 date nights, upload pictures to Facebook or email them to me, and show up here. Hang out with your spouse 4 times. Upload pictures, and you will be eligible to win the grand prize. And there's a reason why it's called a grand prize, because it's grand. You won't have to pay a cent whenever you get this grand prize, and it is awesome. I'm thinking about stepping down as lead senior pastor for the month of February so I can win this grand prize myself. Y'all, it is incredible, and all you have to do is participate. Amen? Now, why are we doing this, church? Why are we watching your kids? Why are we challenging you to go on date nights? Why are we giving you prizes? Why? Revelation 2 says this. I know your works, your toil, and your patient endurance, and how you cannot bear with those who are evil, but you have tested those who call themselves apostles and are not, and have found them to be false. I know you are enduringly, patiently, and bearing up for my name's sake, and you have not grown weary. Now, this is big on verse 4. But I have this against you, that you have abandoned the love you had at first. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen, repent and do the works you did at do the works you did at first. Revelation 2:2-5. We're doing this, you all, so you can remember your first love, which is Jesus Christ, and remember how he calls to love, how he calls us to love one another. We need to rekindle that benevolent love. Love like you did whenever you first met your husband and wife. I remember the annoying Richard and Heidi all on the phone. No, you hang up. No, you hang up. No, you hang up. No, you hang up. All right, we hang up at the same time. 1, 2, 3. You didn't hang up. Well, you didn't hang up either. We stayed on the phone for hours talking about nothing. We literally fell asleep on the phone. One of us would be out to say, Heidi, Richard, okay, they're asleep. Click. Cell phone bill was out of this world. Pray like you did whenever you were little. Remember whenever you prayed that, God, please make me an astronaut. Please make me a race car driver. God, I pray that this incredible, I mean, you have that faith of a child. Rekindle that benevolent love, y'all. We want you to experience that because we want you to look at your spouse with the same lovey, dreamy eyes you did when that love was extremely passionate. Now, you can have that love of complacency alongside of that love of benevolence. You can still have that self-gratifying, lovey-dovey love as long as you have that love, that meaning like that love of benevolence. That you know what the Bible says about your heart. When the Bible says love God like with all of your heart, if you look what's Greek and Hebrew word for heart, it means your will. I want you to love your spouse, love your friends, like with your will, like you're choosing to love them. You're choosing to love them on their behalf. You know, you're helping them out. You love and you're serving, you're encouraging them. And then also you have that lovey-dovey type love. Whenever I go away on business trip, you know, whenever I'm going to do something, I get in that car and I'm driving home. The speed limit is 70. I am going 369 miles an hour to get to my wife. And whenever I get home, I am playing with my kids, and I'm just waiting for those jokers to fall asleep. Because I want to love my wife with that same passion, that romanticism. We all should do that. And we all should love each other with that benevolent love. Amen? rekindle that love. And that's the reason why we're doing all of this, y'all. So I'm asking you to participate. We're making it as easy as possible. Now, I'm not saying go and do a steak dinner and you're spending $1,000, you know, on a date night or whatever. It's not about the money. It's about the time. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying just go cheap as all get out, you know. But try. Sit down, strike up a conversation with your wife or your husband. Hold his or her hand. Give him a kiss on the lips. Make people in the restaurant feel uncomfortable. Okay, never mind. I'm going to stop. Josh, you can come on out here. Where you at, buddy? God loves us. The Bible says God is love. He's the creator of love. He is the author of love. And so if God is the creator and author of love, he wants us to know him. He wants us to know love, and he wants us to know how to love, and he wants us to give this love to everybody. Do you love? For those who are in here that may experience a bad relationship or whatever, you may feel like that you're undeserving of love. That's a lie. You're saying that you're undeserving of love. You're saying that you're undeserving of God. And nowhere in Scripture it says that. Nowhere. Nowhere. You're so worthy, and God is madly in love with you. Accept that love and show that love to somebody else. It's that simple. At camp, we have those three criteria that we remind ourselves all the time. Love God, love each other, and love yourself. Amen. Prayer team, if you can come up, and if everybody, if you can rise to our feet. Again, y'all, I pray that you will love your spouse, your friends with a benevolent love, a love that's selfless, a love that's just really all about their well-being. If you're here, if you want some prayer, if you want a reminder of how much you're loved, how much you're taken care of, we're here for you. Let's go and love each other. Amen. And they will know you are my disciples by the what? Love you have for one another. Let's show this love this world.